This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. All party meeting urges House Speaker to take main opposition CP and UML in confidence to end House obstruction. National Assembly endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2078 with majority despite CP and UML's obstruction. Health Ministry urges people to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection following its outbreak in India. And UN 6 million in international aid for Afghanistan, warning countries facing major humanitarian crisis. Now the news in detail. The all-party meeting called by House Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota with the purpose of ending House obstruction is stressed on forging consensus with the main opposition CP and UML. The leaders who attended the meeting said the all-party meeting could not bring concrete decision as the main opposition UML boycotted the meeting. The UML lawmakers are reported not to have attended the meeting as party chair KP Sharma Oli directed the lawmakers to refuse the meeting. After the meeting, Lok Tantrik Samaj Badi party chair Mahanta Thakur said the meeting suggested Speaker Sapkota continue the discussion and forward the parliamentary business, taking the main opposition in confidence. The National Assembly meeting today endorsed the Public Service Commission Bill 2078 Bikram Sambat with majority. The House meeting passed bill along with a report of the Legislation Management Committee despite the House obstruction by the CP and UML lawmakers. Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba presented the bill to the House meeting along with the message received from the House of Representatives. Earlier in the meeting, member of the Legislation Management Committee, Thagendra Prakash Puri, on behalf of Committee President Parshuram Meghi Gurung, presented the committee's report related to the Public Service Commission Bill amidst the obstruction. The National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha allocated time to UML lawmaker Bhairab Sundar Shrestha to put his views. Shrestha said the problem arose as the Speaker failed to implement the UML's recommendation for taking action against its 14 lawmakers. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection after its outbreak was reported in neighbouring India. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Podal in a press statement today said the risk of the virus outbreak and spread in Nepal could not be ruled out as Nepal and India share open border. The infection of the deadly Nipah virus, which is transmitted to humans from humans and then human to human, causing a serious illness, has now been detected in Kerala state of India. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,486 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. Likewise, 1,260 corona patients recovered in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 16 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Nepal today itself. The death toll due to COVID-19 has now reached 10,965 in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Hello.
के गर्दैछौ?
हाम्रो बिहेको शपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग.
ए हो र? अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ?
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले? मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ. भरे राति बोलौँ न ल.
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ के अफिसमा? बुझ न. भरे कसरी गर्नु?
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो? एनटीसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म.
अब रात तपाईँको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. सीपीएन यूएमएल बागमती CPN Unified Socialist Bagmati Province is to coordinate with parties affiliated with the alliance to form a new government. A parliamentary party meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist Party held today assigned responsibility to parliamentary leader Rajendra Pandey to coordinate for the formation of new government. Similarly, the meeting also elected province assembly member and former minister Krishna Prasad Khanal as the deputy leader of the parliamentary party. The first meeting of the parliamentary party held on Sunday had elected Rajendra Pandey as the parliamentary party leader. Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Podyal has said that he would continue fighting in defense of democratic norms and values. At a program on policy and leadership in the 14th General Convention organized in Kathmandu today by Nepali Congress Sindhupalchok District Working Committee, Leader Podyal promised to fight from the ground as the risk over democracy was not still over. And he also stated that he was working to further democratize the ANC while adding that the trend of becoming a strong leader of a weaker party should be ended to foster internal democracy. The election procedures of Non-Resident Nepalese Association NRNA's International Coordination Council and National Coordination Council have been put up following the Ministry of Foreign Affairs directives towards that end. The ministry sought the postponement of the election procedures acting on complaints about issues concerning election representatives in several countries. The ministry instructs for the halting of poll procedures until the execution of investigations into the complaints. With the ministry's response, the NRNA's 10th General Convention, scheduled to be held on October 23rd to 25th, has been uncertain. Now, a sports news update. The USA has set a target of 231 runs against Nepal in the first match of the Tri-Series under the ICC Men's World Cup League 2 being held in Oman. The USA chose to bat first, winning the toss and put 230 runs on board, losing 9 wickets in the 50 overs. Nepali leg spinner Sandeep Lamichhani and the bowlers Bikram Sob and Susan Bhari took 2 wickets each for Nepal. Likewise, Kusal Malla took a wicket for the team. Meanwhile, US batsman Monank Patel scored a century for the US team. Nepal, the USA and the Oman are competing for the Tri-Series under the league. The league is a door for the teams to play qualifiers for ICC Cricket World Cup 2023. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international news updates. North Korea has tested a new long-range cruise missile capable of hitting target up to 1,500 kilometers. The official KCNA news agency of North Korea confirmed the weekend test. The missiles are reported to be the strategic weapon of great significance. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said the latest test posed threats to the international community. The United Nations is seeking to raise more than $600 million in aid for Afghanistan, warning the country is facing a major humanitarian crisis. The organization is holding a conference in Geneva on Monday where it will call for international support for following the Taliban takeover last month. It also added that $600 million target would bring vital relief to millions of Afghan people. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. All-party meeting urges House Speaker to take main opposition CP and UML in confidence to end House obstruction. National Assembly endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2078 with majority despite CP and UML's obstruction. Health Ministry urges people to remain alert considering the possible risk of Nipah virus infection following its outbreak in India. And UN 6 million in international aid for Afghanistan, warning country is facing major humanitarian crisis. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.